If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Parpedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the multi-million dollar sports byline studios at Check It. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the show. Of course, I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion and award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I'm supposed to know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know more. So shoot me a text right here in the studio right now. Your opinions, your predictions, whatever you want to say, let's do it. Text line here in the studio, 415-275-1613. The studio text line for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 415-275-1613. Of course, we are a week away from a battle of the sons. I'm talking about the offspring, Conor Benn, of course, the son of Nigel Benn, the Dark Destroyer, former super middleweight champion. Of course, taking on Chris Eubank. Chris Eubank is a former super middleweight champion as well. His father, so we've got two fathers that used to fight each other. Got their sons going at it. Big fight on the zone next week, October 8th. Coming to us from the O2 Arena in London. That'll be sold out, of course, on the 15th. Wow, Clarissa Shields and Savannah Marshall. Now, I'm high on Savannah Marshall because this is a girl that can punch. Girls that can punch get my attention. I've been slapped a few times. But anyway, But if you can, my mother could punch. Oh, that's a story for another day. But anyway, she could slap. I got to tell you that Clarissa Shields can't punch. Clarissa Shields not much of a puncher, but she's a boxer. She's got a big mouth. She's the American hope. And of course, Savannah Marshall coming to us from the UK. I think she's a prohibitive favorite. I think she's going to walk all over Clarissa Shields. So we'll see what happens. Of course, that's going to go down on the 15th. Of course, also on that day, must see TV: Deontay Wilder versus Robert Helenius. Except, why would you want to put this on pay-per-view? Pay-per-view, pay me to watch it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Something you probably do know, Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I'll get back to you.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Somebody noticed a story that I put up on the internet a couple years ago about a guy that sort of got me going in boxing. Actually, he didn't get me going in boxing. Eddie Machen sort of did that. Of course, he fought Sonny Liston with one arm. But the bottom line is, this old man by the name of Frankie Click used to lay around the streets in Bernal Heights. I used to see him laying in the street. You know, and I'd go play basketball. I was like 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And I saw this guy laying in the street. And on occasion, he was sober and he was lucid and things like that. And then I became the gnome, sort of became my pal. Frankie Click, the wino on Cortland Avenue in San Francisco, became my pal. And, you know, we talked about things. And he would tell me about geography and continents and boxing and this. Of course, he won the junior welterweight championship when he upset Kid Chocolate back in 1933. So these are the 1960s, and he's basically living in Bernal Heights, but he's a wino on the street. Anyway, I'm going to tell you my story about Frankie Click. My first exposure to boxing, real-life boxing, was Frankie Click. As I said, a former world champion, 1933, who became an alcoholic that hung around Cortland Avenue in the 1960s. Of course, Cortland Avenue is now the famed Bernal Heights of San Francisco. Well, he beat Kid Chocolate. He fought in Madison Square Garden. You know, Click would tell me stories, his winning the title, beating Kid Chocolate on a cut, taking me through round after round of various fights. When I would blurt out boxing history at the dinner table, my grandmother was aghast. My Norwegian grandmother, she was aghast. Her accent and all, she couldn't believe it. She learned that I had befriended an old boxer that she had seen in the street. My father, he reveled in it. Bottom line is, it was a weird dinner table. Of course, I learned the Jekyll and Hyde of drinking through Frankie Click. I kid you not. It was Frankie that hit me to alcohol. You see, some days, it was great to see Frankie. Other times, he made no sense. So my 0-1 as a boxer father, he had a glass jaw, tried to use Frankie to derail me about ever thinking about boxing. Look at that guy. He got hit too much. Can't even talk. This is Frankie. He was sprawled on the sidewalk in front of the farmer's market in Bernal Heights there. Of course, but it was the booze. It wasn't getting hit. What my old man didn't realize was that when Frankie was sober, he would read the newspaper, boxing magazines, and books to us. He knew the continents, as I said earlier, geography of the world, and he told stories, some possibly were fiction, but which some of which I can still remember today. Speaking of Frankie in the newspaper, back to the booze. When Frankie was sober, he read the newspaper. And when Frankie was drunk, he slept on the newspaper. That is my story of Frankie Click. Somebody asked me to bring that up. I did. Bottom line is Rick Gagne, you got their thing. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the passing of Antonio Inoki in the last 48 hours. Of course, the Japanese star, the man in 1976, I believe, had that mixed match with Muhammad Ali, which Muhammad Ali deeply regretted. He deeply regretted. He told me in China a couple of different times, you know, that this guy messed his legs up forever. He kicked him so hard. I mean, it was a, I don't know, Inoki, he had to put up a good show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he had all these people there, and he was in Japan the whole 9 years. So he had to put up some type of a good show, and he sort of fought on his back, and he kicked Ali in the legs time and time and time again. But Ali's legs bled inside. He had some internal bleeding in some different parts of the legs. That's how bad the bruises were. Bottom line is, his legs were never the same, and he told me it wasn't worth the money. It was a big mistake. So bottom line is, Joe Kozimi, the Tokyo Joe, had Antonio Inoki and a couple of other Japanese people in Atlantic City after a fight, I guess it was about 20, 25 years ago, the 90s. And I'm going to do Ring Talk on KMBR, so I've got to get back by 11 o'clock, 11.05 p.m. to my room to get set up the three-line Comrex to do the show from my room in Atlantic City. I think we're staying at Caesars. Anyway, so the bottom line is I'm at the elevator downstairs, and Antonio Inoki, I don't know Antonio Inoki. I mean, I knew looking at him this and that. But anyway, but the bottom line is I've got to get upstairs and get on the phone. I mean, a guy like Anthony is waiting for me to get on the phone. He's just waiting. He's saying, where is this guy? Where is this guy? It's 11.02. We're going on 11.06. He's not here yet. So I'm trying to get in the elevator to go upstairs. So I shun Antonio Inoki in front of Joe Kozimi and Kazumichi. That was a photographer, former professional boxer. He lost in the All-Japan fight for the honor to fight Roberto Duran, the guy that he beat him. That beat him. Kazumichi got knocked out in one round by Duran. But the bottom line is Kazumichi, Joe Kozimi, and you know, this star was standing. This guy was big as the elevator. I mean, big as the elevator. But I had no time, so I bum-rushed and I went past him. Believe it or not, they hold that grudge to this day. That was like 1992, I kid you not. And they hold this. How do I know? I went to Japan a couple years ago. They gave me the cold shoulder, I kid you not. Come on, man, this is 30 years later. Anyway, the bottom line is, Inoki, a professional wrestler for the most part, but did some MMA, of course. And the thing with Ali, a bit of a Japanese hero, a cult hero, no doubt about that. And may he rest in peace. I think he was like 86 years old. And I want to say 86 is a good life, but the bottom line is you always want more, right? You always want more. Oh, he lived a good life. He lived a good life. Yeah, if you get another 15 out of it, you might appreciate another 15 good years, he'd appreciate it, no doubt about that. Now, the upcoming boxing schedule. Boxing's been light. Of course, this weekend I talked to earlier, it's on the Saturday show about how light this weekend was. But of course, next week and the upcoming weeks, we got the 15th. We got Devin Haney going down under. Of course, I'm talking about down under. No. Australia, George Kambosos, not down under, like in the tank. Bottom line is Haney's undefeated, of course. Says he's from Oakland, California, but he's from San Francisco, California. Bottom line is he beat Kambosos like a drum that first time. Of course, they fought, what, in June? Was it June? I mean, that was such a one-sided fight. Why would you ever want to see it again? I mean, nobody I know would ever want to see that again. Not even Devin Haney fans want to see that again. I mean, nobody wants to see it again. And why would George Kambosos think he can do any better the second time around when he didn't try the first time? You know, much like Gennady Golovkin last week against, I mentioned that, you know, against Canelo Alvarez. He didn't try. When you don't try to win fights, you should be, like, disrespected and run out the game. You should be run out the game. Gennady Golovkin, he did a disservice to the game last week, did a disservice to his legacy. But see, here's what's up. Financially, it's good for him. Because he makes the money from the Canelo fight, then he goes back to 160 pounds and takes on Anthony in June. Or July, something like that. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. So he's going to go back to 160 and make some money. But you know what? His days are numbered. The fact that the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, Kyoto Murata, who I don't think could lick a stamp if you wet his tongue, of course, he hurt him real bad in the second round of our fight. It was in January 2022, of course, over there in Japan. He hurt him in the early rounds a couple of different times. So the bottom line is he could be hurt to the body. And the fact that Canelo didn't go to the body with Gennady Golovkin was, like, highly suspicious to me. I mean, weren't they watching any of the pre-fight films or anything like that? Didn't they watch Golovkin in training at all? Didn't they do any? Didn't they prep? Didn't Team Reynoso do anything? No. Instead, they practiced that Joe Frazier left hook. I went into that in depth. But the bottom line is that Joe Frazier left hook, if somebody misses with that, you got to make them pay afterwards. And if you don't make them pay, you deserve to lose. That's just the way. It's just the way it is. Deserve to lose. Speaking of deserve to lose, I'm getting some shots here from on the text. Listen, I'm not too rough on Clarissa Shields. I think Clarissa Shields sort of like dug her own, not dug her own grave with me, but sort of put herself in that position. I mean, the loudmouth, yes, she's won her fights, but has she won any of her fights to the point where I want to see her fight? Probably not. I mean, she may be built of a good fan base among maybe some African-American women, some African-American fight fans, but I don't think anybody really is clamoring to see Clarissa Shields fight. Now, Savannah Marshall, on the other hand, people like want to see her fight. And it has nothing to do with her complexion. It's the fact that she can't fight. You know what I'm saying? She can punch. She punches like, yee. She might have, yee. I mean, she's going to weigh 160 pounds for this, and she can punch like a mule. I mean, she could just punch like a mule. So I would think that Clarissa Shields is going to get caught probably about the fourth or fifth round. She's going to get hurt. She's going to get dropped. And the fight will end before the 12th round. I think Savannah Marshall will walk away the undisputed world middleweight champion of the females. That'll be WBO, WBA, IBF, and WBC middleweight titles online. 160 pounds. That'll be on ESPN and Sky Sports October the 15th. Speaking of Sky Sports, ESPN, all that kind of good stuff, buy yourself a Fire Stick. What's a Fire Stick? It's this little thing that Amazon puts together. You can buy it in eBay. You can buy it from Amazon. You can buy it anywhere you want. But the bottom line is you can watch a lot of boxing and shows from around the world that you didn't think you could watch. I mean, if you're a porn freak, like there's 100 porn channels. But there's also like 1,000 sports channels. I mean, sports in every language, every country. And, of course, you can watch like, so you can watch boxing in Turkish and things like that. Of course, you want, it's there'll be pay-per-view fights up there in Turkish and in Chinese, this and that. And all you got to do is, you know, you don't really have to watch a boxing match, you don't have to listen to the commentators. I mean, boxing is pretty self-explanatory. It's like two guys going at it in a box, and right? And whoever scores the cleaner blows wins the fight. Forget all that ring generalship, defense, and all that. Any effective aggressiveness. The bottom line is it boils down to clean and effective punching. Who's landing the more clean and effective shots? Who's winning the round? So I think Savannah Marshall's going to run all over Clarissa Shields. This is the way I see it. Deontay Wilder, of course, he needs a confidence builder, so they put him back with Robert Helenius. Helenius, not the biggest guy in the world. He's got a size disadvantage here, and of course, he can't punch no way like Wilder. Wilder can punch, of course, with that big right hand. Wilder couldn't reach an orgasm with the left hand. That's his problem. Think about that. That's his problem. He can't do anything with the left hand. He can't jab with it. He doesn't hook with it. He doesn't do nothing with it. It was like, it's just there. Okay, so Deontay is all about that right hand, that Street Fighter right hand type of mentality. And that's cool because he's knocked out like 40 or 41 of the guys that he's fought, right? But most of the guys he's fought have been like Anthony and me. Not very credible opponents. So while he's had 42 opponents, maybe 37 of them have been stiffs, to put it like that. So anyway, when he takes on Robert Helenius in his comeback fight at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, of course, I expect Socrates Palmer to be there. Of course, boxes PhD. It'll be on Fox Sports pay-per-view. So if you want to throw down some money for something you shouldn't, bet on the buy this fight on pay-per-view. I don't say you do, but the bottom line is I think Deontay Wilder's going to win going away. Probably should be about like an 8-1, if not a 10-1 or a 15-1 favorite. As far as the rest of the upcoming boxing schedule for the month of October, it sort of sucks. November, we've got Vasyl Lomachenko. I take that back. Vasyl Lomachenko's coming back against Jermaine Ortiz. Jermaine Ortiz could fight a little bit. Of course, he's 16-0 with 8 knockouts. Vasyl Lomachenko, of course, a legend, the former lightweight champion, the man that lost his feet, Teofimo Lopez. That was a bit of an upset. And then, you know, Teofimo loses to George Kambosos. And, of course, George Kambosos surrenders to Devin Haney. And, of course, the way he surrendered to Devin Haney, it was the most cowardly. Listen, Gennady Golovkin, I understand, didn't want to go for it. You know, he was scared. He didn't want to go for it. But the way that Kambosos did it, talking all that smack in front of his hometown, it was cowardly because he threw one jab, he threw a right hand, and he threw a left hook. Well, guess what? He's that far away from the guy. How do you expect to hit him when you're a foot away from him throwing combinations? No, because he didn't have the intestinal fortitude, or what I call the stones, you know, those things down there, intestinal fortitude. He didn't have the stones to step in, to take two steps in, to get close enough to land his punches. He didn't want to risk it. The bottom line is, I think George Kambosos is a little short in the intestinal fortitude department, and then he landed the greatest contract when he signed to fight Devin Haney, not once but twice. Bottom line is, he's a zillionaire, but at the end of the day, he's just a piece of work in the world of boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Live, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios, Ring Talk Live Worldwide in its 38th year.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
The great Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of comedy, Sid Yishes, Yid Vicious, call him what you want, but the bottom line is he was my pal for a long time. Of course, he lost his wife a few years ago in Mexico on vacation. His wife got run over by a taxi. She got hit by it. She stepped out in the street and got hit by a taxi in Mexico on vacation, and she ended up dying. But the Bobby Slayton that I knew has never been the same. I've seen him a couple of times afterwards, but he's not the same person before his wife died. Some guys just aren't. I mean, they just become, you know, their wife is such a part of their lives, especially comedians, because although they're gone 3 days a week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 4 days a week, they're home year-round. You know what I'm saying? So the bottom line is Slayton and his wife were extremely close. I remember she was a waitress at the other... Was she the one that was the waitress at the other cafe? I'm not sure. Maybe that was her. Maybe it was Rick Reynolds' wife. But anyway, bottom line, Bobby Slayton is rocking and rolling. We thank him so much for his comedy. Now, somebody said to me, tell me a Don King story. I'm going to tell you a Don King story. What kind of Don King story do you want me to tell you? About the time Mike Tyson slapped him around in that limo when we were on the phone that time. We were on the phone. I got to let you go. I got to let you go because Mike Tyson was screaming in the background. Mike had Isidore. Isidore was driving. Isidore was his driver, his driver, bodyguard, a human refrigerator, call him what you want. But Isidore died about 2 years ago from COVID. So anyway, Isidore pulls over the car and Don King ends up getting slapped around by Mike Tyson. anyway, you know, Mike is not a good guy. Anyway, bottom line is I'm telling a Don King story. So anyway, anytime I wanted to go to a show in Las Vegas, and I bring this up because I want to go see Bruno Mars on New Year's Eve, and it's $2,500 for a decent seat. I kid you not, $2,500 to sit in like the first four or five rows. I don't want to sit anywhere else. When you go to a show, you don't want to sit nowhere else. You want to sit up there in the ghetto seats and nosebleed seats with your binoculars. Okay, no. Anyway, you only live once. So anyway, so I called a few of my friends to see what's happening as far as tickets were concerned. In the old days, I just told Don King. I remember Don got me into like the Penn and Teller, a front row seat to Penn and Teller. I mean, two seats. The whole night always gave me two seats. Anyway, bottom line is when I was working for him in Vegas, I got all these comps. And I got all these great, great comps when I would ask him, hey, can you do this? And Don wouldn't call the guy. So he'd have like one of his vice presidents, Bobby Goodman, or maybe Dana Jameson, or somebody call for me. You know, we'd like to have somebody come to an event tonight. Blah, 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 blah. Don really wants to come, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, bottom line is that's how I got into a lot of events. So the Eagles are making their big comeback thing, this rock band, the Eagles. They were sold out. They're making this big comeback thing at the Hard Rock Cafe. And I heard all about it. I said to myself, I want to go. I want to, because it's the buzz of the town. I want to go. I want to go to the Eagles. Bottom line was, I got two tickets to the Eagles. They were the third row. The third row. Don King got me tickets the day of the event of a sold-out show in the third row. So I got these two tickets in the third row. I'm standing there with this lovely companion, and we're in line at the Hard Rock Cafe in Las Vegas, and I noticed that there's people scalping tickets. And, I've told you before, I'm a ticket scalper. I've been a ticket scalper since I was like 12 or 13 years old. That's how I worked my way through high school and somewhat college to an extent, scalping tickets. And I still scalp tickets to an extent. If I can get a good deal and I see something happening, I'll scalp tickets now. Anyway, the bottom line is I'm standing in line, and some lady starts asking me, would you want to sell your tickets? And I'm going, no, I'm not going to sell my tickets. She goes, I'll give you $100 each for the tickets. I didn't pay for the tickets. No, $100. Anyway, she goes, I'll give you $200. When she said she gave me $1,000, Anthony, I just basically, $1,000 each for the tickets, I took the tickets. Okay, I took the money, sold her the tickets. So I sold these two tickets for $2,000. The girl who was with me was all pissed off. She wanted to see the Eagles. I told her, here's $500, go gambling. She shut the hell up at that point in time, didn't say another word. But the bottom line was, I took the $2,000, and of course Don King got me the tickets, right? So I told her I was on a plane. I guess we were going to Spain, to Malaga, Spain, with DK, and not his plane. I don't ride on his plane; that's too dangerous. That's another story for another day. So anyway, I'm riding to Malaga, Spain, with him for a convention we were going to, and I told him, Bob, I said, hey, remember those Eagles tickets you gave me? He goes, yeah. I said, I was standing in line, and some lady kept hitting me up. I said, and she hit me up. She went up to $2,000. She started at $200. She went up 10 times to $2,000. I finally took the $2,000 for the ticket. He goes, I guess, and you didn't see the Eagles? I said, no, but I got the $2,000. He goes, smart move, Pedro, or something like that. I said, okay, since I'm in the mood for confessions, DK, get this one. He knew this one, too. He told me. Anyway, he was giving me first-class and/or business tickets to fly around the country and the world, okay? Pedro don't fly coach for the most part. Well, guess what? I do fly coach when it fits me, and I'll tell you about fitting me. So anyway, he gave me these business tickets, and this was back in the 1990s when they sent you tickets in the mail. Tickets would come in the mail in advance. I mean, these would actually be tickets. FedEx, it would come by FedEx, okay? There'd be like a booklet, and there'd be a ticket here and a boarding pass and all that kind of good stuff, so they would send it to you in advance. So I would take that business ticket or that first-class ticket and go to the airlines and cash it in for a coach ticket, okay? And then I'd get me a coach ticket for like $1,000 or $1,800 left. Oh, Lord, I'd pocket all kinds of money, okay? And then fly coach. So anyway, Don King found out about it, and he says to me, MF, and that wasn't for my friend. He said, MF, if you're ever late 5 minutes, you're fired. And from that point forward, once he found out I was cashing those tickets, he didn't give me any business tickets. He flew me from coach at that point forward. The bottom line was I had a good run with him. Of course, he's 91 years old now and basically done as a promoter. He just is. I mean, he was the world's greatest promoter at one point in time. People say that, he learned a lot from P.T. Barnum and Gorgeous George and Muhammad Ali and people like that. That's where he learned his shtick. And, of course, he created his shtick from being a street guy. He was basically a street guy from Cleveland. He ran a numbers racket. He was a bookie. In other words, you wanted to make a bet, you made a bet with Don King. But for the most part, he bet the numbers. And the numbers were the illegal lottery. What I mean by that is, down today's, you got the pick six and that kind of good stuff. Well, Don King used to have the pick six, but it would be like the first six races from Pimlico Racetrack. or from Hollywood Park Racetrack. In other words, if a number four won the first race, number six won the second race, number two won the third race, and so on and so on and so on, and you picked all six numbers, you got a big fat jackpot. This was the illegal lottery. This is how Don King made his money in the city of Cleveland before, of course, sending into the world of boxing. Now, people say to me, how did he get into the world of boxing? Well, he got together with a couple of people, and he put together an exhibition at a hospital with Muhammad Ali. Of course, that was in Cleveland. And I got to tell you that was sort of like the beginning of Don King. From that point forward, of course, his first major promotion was the Rumble in the Jungle, how he went down there to Zaire, Africa, and conned President Mobutu into like giving him $6 million. He bankrupted the country. Don King convinced President Mobutu that this jungle was going to become Las Vegas. I kid you not. The Riviera, the Caribbean. I kid you not. I'm Aruba, Hawaii. Don ran. That was the first big con he ever ran. He ran on a crooked dictator by the name of President Mobutu, and he got the $6.5 million for that fight. Of course, George Foreman and Muhammad Ali performing down there in the jungle. And of course, George Foreman got cut 6 weeks before, no, take it back, 3 weeks before the original fight date. It was supposed to take place, I believe, in September of 1974, and it was postponed because of the fact that George Foreman got cut. So when George Foreman got cut, he decided he was going to go to the airport and leave town. He was going to get on a plane, you know, go back to America, and when he healed up, he would come back. But he was never coming back because they were calling him the N-word and all kinds of stuff, honky, you name it. Those people in Africa hated him. So anyway, when he got to the airport, when George Foreman got to the airport, President Mobutu had guys with machine guns. You ain't getting on no plane, Holmes. Get back to the training camp. Don't worry about the cut. Let the cut heal. You'll eventually fight Muhammad Ali next month here in Zaire. Of course, the eighth round TKO, Muhammad Ali winning the world heavyweight title, October of 1974, considered one of the greatest upsets of heavyweight history. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Straight up, Ring Talk, 37, make that 38 plus years. No, I'm knocking all bones. Of course, come to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, live on Twitch.tv, of course, the Sports Byline USA channel, and VTV, the WBC channel.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
God bless America, Pedro! Sports my right here, baby!
The wire-haired wonder himself, the King of Nap. I've got to tell him that. I've got this. I said something, you know, we're here with the King of Nap. The King of Nap. I'm talking about Don King. Nappy hair the whole nine yards. I had fun with him. We did live stuff all around the world. He was a blast to be around. Except, of course, when stuff didn't go his way. And he wasn't super vengeful or anything like that. He's gritted his teeth and just moved on. But the bottom line is, he was a trip to be around. I really, really value the time that I got to be around this guy. Now, a lot of people just think he's just a stone-cold crick, and yes, he did kill a couple of people in his life. Shaw beat Sam Garrett to death. I believe that was in 1957. And, of course, he shot a man in the back, a man that robbed him, shot a man in the back that robbed him and disrespected his future wife. Yeah, I kid you not, Sleuth Your Wife was part of a bookmaking operation back in the 1950s with him. And the bottom line is, you disrespect Don King's girl and try to rob him and then turn your back and walk out of his office, you must be crazy. That's what the guy did. The guy came in with a gun, robbed him, went to disrespect Henrietta, who became his wife about 10 years later, went to disrespected Henrietta, pulled a gun on them, robbed him, and then turned around. Why would you turn your back on Don King? Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Anyway, bottom line is, that was the end. That was his demise. Now, Canelo Alvarez, of course, coming off that win a couple of weeks ago over Gennady Golovkin, nothing impressive, nothing to write home about. I mean, I have to tell you that I think he's slipping badly. We talked about that in the other hour. But the bottom line is, Gilbert Ramirez, they call him Zerto, of course, he's going to take on Dmitry Bivol. That's going to go down on October the 5th. It's coming to you from Dubai for the WBA Super World Light Heavyweight Championship, something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, Zerto can fight. He's a former cruiserweight champion. He's coming down from 200 pounds to 175. He's a big guy. Remember, two things matter in combat sports, and that's size. Size, size, size. One thing matters really, size. Size, of course, and connections. Bottom line is, he's connected. He's a big dude, but Dmitry Bivol is supposed to beat him hands down. That's what my experts say. But he wants to challenge Canelo Alvarez. So if he beats Bivol, he's going to be in a position to want to fight Canelo, okay, at 175, right? He says he can make 175. There's a guy coming down from 220 pounds plus. So if he wants to do that, okay, I can see that happening. Except Canelo says he won't fight Mexicans. I kid you not. That's what he said. I saw him on TV last week. He's not fighting any Mexicans. And he didn't mention any Mexicans, but Benavidez is the guy that he's supposed to fight. I mean, David Benavidez is supposed to be, he's the guy. He's the real deal. He beats Canelo Alvarez, especially Canelo Alvarez of 2022. He's lost a bit. I mean, you can stick a fork in him. He's almost done like a turkey. I kid you not. And people say to me, oh, man, how can you write him off like that based off the loss to Bivol? And, of course, the loss to Bivol, the win over Gennady Golovkin, the fact he couldn't pull the trigger. I mean, Golovkin didn't want to pull the trigger. Canelo couldn't pull the trigger. There's a difference. One guy didn't want to, the other guy can't. Okay, so Canelo's done. Time to stick a fork in him. 160 pounds was an unnatural weight for him anyway. He belongs at 160. Of course, you got the Charlo brother at 160, and you got the other Charlo brother at 154. These are some super fights that Benavidez wanted to do. Of course, he says he can't get any of these guys to fight him. I understand. The kid from Phoenix, Arizona, is like 28-0 with like 24, 23 knockouts, something like that. So he's like, he's unbeaten, and he's unbeaten with an asterisk next to it. He's knocking people dead. He sort of reminds me of a combination of Tommy Hearns and Marvin Hagler. Remember that night they had Tax Day, April 15, 1985? Yeah, well, I think that Benavidez can do that and more to Canelo Alvarez if they ever fight. And Canelo says, I just want to be honorable. I won't fight any Mexicans. Man, you're the world champion. That's some punk ass. That's one of the punk ass lines I ever heard in my life coming from a Mexican champion. I won't fight anybody else in Mexico, man. I hope the Mexican fans bake his ass on that one, because the bottom line is, he deserves it. Of course, the pound for pound king, Not anymore in my mind. Who is the pound-for-pound king? I really wouldn't know who the pound-for-pound king is in boxing right now. Sort of like, let's just call that one up in the air. So I don't think Bivol is, based on the fact that he beat Saul Alvarez. Of course, talk about BoxRec, top 10 year pound-for-pound. Terrence Crawford is probably the best fighter pound-for-pound in the entire world. 38 and zip. He's 35 years old. Of course, him and Errol Spence doesn't look like that November match is going to happen. They keep going back and forth. They agreed at one point in time, then they didn't agree at one point in time, and then I hear that Errol Spence is going to fight Keith Thurman in a safe fight. Of course, any fight's going to, listen, he needs all the safe fights he can get. I'm talking about Errol Spence, because once Errol Spence gets in the ring with his Terrence Crawford turns up the heat, it's going to be all over. Terrence Crawford is a monster. Let me tell you, they call him Bud. He's a nice guy. Golly gee whiz. He's the meanest dude I've ever met in my life when he gets mad. I mean, with those gloves on, he is just like, and you haven't even pushed him. Nobody's ever stuck a needle in his ass to really get him going. He's sort of been at cruise control at this point. Just going 55, 65 miles per hour. But when he steps it up to 80, look out, Errol Spence. That's why Errol Spence is sort of like, you know, I'm crossing the T's, dotting the I's. You'll take less money. I still don't know if I want to do this. I wouldn't want to do it either. I mean, why would you want to get your head handed to you? Because that's what's going to happen to Errol Spence. Errol Spence will end up looking like that. Oh, I shouldn't say this, but that quarterback, that Samoan quarterback that got knocked out the second time in the NFL in the last week. Okay, I mean, that's what Errol Spence will look like, because he had already had the brain trauma. He got tossed out of that car 115 miles an hour. Okay, that he'll never recover from that. I don't care what you say, mentally, physically, never going to happen. He had the brain bleed. Of course, that was a concussion. When you saw the bleeding all around that one eye, that meant he had a brain bleed, so he had a concussion. There's no doubt about it. So the damage was there. So pound for pound, best fighter in the world without a doubt, Terrence Crawford. Now, as far as number two is concerned, I would have to say Artur Beterbiev. And why do I say that? 18-0, 18 knockouts. Listen, Canelo didn't want to fight him. I mean, when Anthony set up that fight for Canelo at 175 pounds, they didn't talk nowhere, no way about Artur Beterbiev. They went, nope, no, who? Who? And he, I mean, this guy's like, he's scary. He's the most frightening. He's getting up there, but he's the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life as far as 175 pounds concerned in the last couple of years. He's had the IBF, the WBC, and the WBO light heavyweight titles, and that's what he holds right now. And he is a monster at 175 pounds. He knocked out Joe Smith the last fight, of course, in the second round. Joe Smith's a puncher from New York. He can really roll. I mean, he can roll. And before that, he knocked out Marcus Brown, who was 24-1. I mean, he's beaten some decent guys here. There's no doubt about it. Guys in decent records. Let me run off the last six guys he's fought. Enrico Colling, 23-1. Callum Johnson, 17 and zip. Here's a Russian name. Radovac Kalzadak, 24-1. Oleg Gudovov, 17-0. Adam Dinas, 19-1. Marcus Brown, 24-1. And of course, Joe Smith, 28-3. So I think Artur Beterbiev is the best at 175, and he considers to be higher on the pound for pound list than Bivol and or the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez. Just don't see it. Now, next on the list, oh boy, I'm going to push it. I'm going to push this one a little bit further. I think it's Oleg Usyk. And why do I say Oleg Usyk? Because he so easily gangster slapped, you know, Anthony Joshua. He just did. He gangster slapped him. He just did. I mean, he was outgunned by 50 pounds, 70 pounds, maybe a natural weight. But the bottom line is, you know, he was outgunned size-wise, height-wise, reach-wise, and he beat that. You know what I'm talking about. He beat Joshua up, and there was no doubt about it. Now, of course, Joshua is in line to fight Tyson Fury, who should be on the pound-for-pound list, but I don't know where it is yet. But the bottom line is Tyson Fury, of course, talking about wanting to fight Joshua. He's going to fight Manuel Char. He's going to fight this guy. He's going to fight that guy. Bottom line is I thought you retired a month ago. You know, and somebody looked at I'll take that back. Boxing's PhD mentioned in the other hour, I'm talking about Socrates Palmer, that he thought that there's a possibility that Tyson Fury is exploring the world of Colombian dust once again. I mean, think about that. He had that cocaine problem, right? He just looked like he was going off. He just looked like he was like, you know, like he was on some type of coke trip. I mean, that's what it just looked like to some people who know what to look like when you look at people with cocaine. So that's what I'm trying to say. So what I'm trying to say is at the end of the day, maybe Tyson Fury is 100% anymore. I mean, when he was focused, when he had his act together, of course, and the rehab, this and that, lost 100 pounds, more power to him, came back. Of course, he looked fabulous. Of course, still undefeated, the world heavyweight champion, no doubt about that. But on the pound-for-pound list, I would have to place him about number 8 or 9, so a little bit later in the list. Now, the guy I think is really hot at 118 pounds. Of course, he's the monster. They call him from the monster from Japan, Nanoa Inoue. Of course, the 118-pound champion, 23-0, knocked out Nonito Donaire in the blink of an eye in his last fight. Of course, Donaire, the multi-division champion, of course, coming to us from Newark, California, by way of the Philippines, a Filipino flash, whatever. Bottom line is he knocked out Victor Chinian, 7-7-0-7, knocked Vic out to win the IBF flyweight title. It's 112 pounds back on July 7th, 2007. I kid you not, he knocked him out 7-7-0-7. Didn't knock him out in the seventh round, but he knocked him out. Of course, I remember Victor Chinian waking up a couple minutes later. He was snoring. He woke up and, well, what do you mean knocked out? It wasn't even knocked out. Anyway, Nanoa Inoue is pound for pound probably the number five guy. As far as moving on down the list is concerned, I think Gervonta Davis needs to be recognized next. He, what is he, 26-0, 27-0, with 25 KOs? He's 27 years old. He's in the prime of life, but unfortunately, he needs a lawyer. He needs a lot of lawyers. I mean, he's got a beef going in Florida with a hit and run, I believe. He's got some domestic violence going in his native Baltimore, Maryland. So the bottom line is he's got some issues, no doubt about that. But pound for pound, he deserves to be at least number five or six. Now, the Charlo brothers. Do I put the Charlo brothers up there as the pound for pound guys? Not really. I just don't. I just don't. I mean, they've done well in the composition in which they face. Where Jermell Charlo, the 154-pounder, lost to Tony, was it Tony? I can't remember what Tony's last name was. Anyway, lost to Tony, and then he came back and he beat him in the rematch. Of course, so he's still the WBC 154-pound champion. And the other Charlo, of course, is 160 pounds. He's undefeated at 160 pounds, the WBC 160-pound champion. But who has he really fought? He hasn't fought anybody yet. I mean, I hate knocking on guys. I mean, guys are undefeated. And they, you know, the guys takes a lot of intestinal fortitude. A lot of drive to train and stay undefeated for several years as a boxer. But when you keep fighting guys like me, you're probably going to keep winning. So that's what I'm trying to tell the Charlo's brothers. Time to step up and fight somebody other than Pedro. Now, Devin Haney, pound for pound, maybe not yet, but pretty close to it. 28-0, of course, a kid now living in Las Vegas, Nevada, the undisputed world lightweight champion, going the 15th, of course, down there and down under against George Kambosos in that unbelievable. I don't know why they want to do that again. Why would you want to do that again? It's like, why would you want... Except for the money, outside of the financial aspect of George Kambosos making a lot of money, I don't think anybody would want to do that again. But guess what? You Australian fight fans, you guys must be suckers because the entire arena is sold out. The Rod Laverne, the Titan Tennis Star, the Memorial, whatever that auditorium he's got down there, it's sold out. You guys bought this again. You think he can do better the second time around? He conned you the first time. George Kambosos is a con man. He just is. I mean, you should find out who's writing the scripts. Because this has been a pretty good script thus far. I mean, he beat Teofimo Lopez. He beat him hands down. I thought that was a great fight. Of course, he came back in the 9th to the 10th round when he got knocked down. He got up, and he was winning the round when it came to an end. So, without a doubt, he beat Lopez. And Lopez was a man to beat the man. Of course, the man was Vasyl Lomachenko. Of course, Lomachenko now fighting at 135 pounds, trying to get himself a comeback. That'll be later on in the month, and that'll be against Jermaine Ortiz, who's undefeated now, 16-0-7 KOs, I mentioned a little earlier. But the bottom line is, I don't have Vasyl Lomachenko on the top 10 pound for pound anymore. I don't. Why do I say that? He's old. He's very old. He's slow. And I think he's ready to get beaten again. I don't know if this guy Ortiz is going to. I mean, Jermaine is going to beat him. But the bottom line is, I think he's ready to be taken. Now, Shakur Stevenson, he deserves to be up there. There's no doubt about it. He's got all kinds of talent. But he missed weight last week. And when you miss weight with me, that's like a sin. It just is. The only time I miss weight, I didn't want to fight the guy. That's what I did. I mean, I was supposed to weigh in for a tournament like 3 weeks before, and I made sure I wasn't nowhere close to 141 pounds. There was no way I was going to fight Zach Padilla. Zach Padilla threw 174 punches in 180 seconds. Something like that. I kid you not. He was and he won the IBF world title. I mean, he was the world junior welterweight champ, no doubt about that. So I knew what I was doing. I mean, I wasn't going to fight this guy. There was no way. We looked at videotape of this guy. I said to myself, if Anthony was fighting him and I was fighting him and we had brass knuckles, we still couldn't beat him. Four hands with brass knuckles are not going to beat this guy, okay? Zach Padilla, no way, no how. So I pulled out of that fight. It was for the Diamond Belt Championship. I pulled out. They said to me, I can't believe you didn't make the weight. And I said, no, what can I say? 145 pounds. I didn't even try. Didn't even try because I wasn't getting my ass whooped. And guess what? Zach Padilla would have whooped my ass, no doubt about it. This is Ring Talk, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Now listen, back in the day, I used to work for a guy named Ira Glass. He was a TV producer with Don King Productions, Dana Pitcher, and all kinds of other guys. Of course, took me all around the world. He was a class act. He just was. We'll talk about the loss, his family loss, a little bit later after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
I talked earlier about Ira Glass, of course, the promoter extraordinaire and producer from Florida. Of course, a TV man, took me all over the country. I think we even did some international gigs together. But the bottom line is, he was a wonderful man to me as far as my career is concerned. He just was. Ira Glass is just nothing but class. Ira Glass is class. Now, I was a little bit stunned to find out that his son, Nathan Nim Glass, had passed away last week at the age of 38 years old. Of course, former Marine construction lead engineer. Of course, he was, as I said, a veteran, 38 years old, a naval vet as well. And, of course, he followed combat sports. He was part of most of Ira's shows. I don't remember him per se personally, but I remember that Ira told me that he always had family involved, and Ira was a good guy. So we wish him the very best, and, you know, wish him our condolences in this bad time. There's no doubt about it. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than watching your children pass away. I mean, that's got to be the worst thing in the entire world for a parent, is to bury a child. So may he rest in peace, and God bless the Glass family. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. As far as the rest of that top 10 list is concerned, pound for pound, it's sort of up in the air. I mean, Joe Joyce, you want me to get excited over Joe Joyce because he beat up Joseph Parker last week? Am I supposed to get all excited about that? Yeah, he's 6'6", but he fights like a robot. He fights like Anthony. I mean, he fights like, I mean, just, you know, come on, man. Not big on Joe Joyce at all. Do I think Joe Joyce is probably going to get a decent shot here? Yeah, he probably is because he's 6'6", and he's connected, and he can sell tickets over there. But, you know, the English, for the most part, they believe in guys that are okay in England, but they aren't going to be okay on the world stage. I think Joe Joyce falls flat on his face once he gets hit on that big old square chin of his. And I'm talking about Joyce being 6'6", 15, you know, and he's 37 years old to boot. So I think you're ready to stick a fork in him. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, of course. Hour number two forthcoming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I want to thank the young men in the other room. Bailey Peck and my Anthony Sandoval, of course, they aren't related. I thought they were. You should have seen me last week. I was telling these guys, they look awfully young, but I'm on it too young. This was Ring Talk.